Let's head towards the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Wow, the B-side of the UFO single on Beacon Records. And
that's
it was actually called Unidentified Flying Object.
That's more in the Hawkwind mould.
Yeah.
What you'd expect from a band of that name.
Yeah, Unidentified Flying Object in the bagging area, we would say these days.
I think you vaguely remember seeing them at the Halcyon. I probably would have done at the time.
I think you would have done. He came onto the stage in all in white, a pair of white tights and a white t-shirt. Look, actually, looking back, probably a look that Freddie Mercury would adopt a few years later. And it looked quite unusual for this long-haired man to be racing around all in white. Yeah, UFO. We played them in the last hour. Come Away, Melinda. After that, it was Martha Reeves and the Vandellas with Jimmy Mack. And then Shananah and Little Darling. We're going to play the other side of the Shananah single now. It's What I Was on This Day. You may have heard the other hour of this week's programme where I... was really self-indulgent about what happened on August the 29th. So this was the day that I became a teenager in love.
And
this is Shananah.
Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart, 'cause I am so afraid that we might have to part. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, next day I feel so sad. Guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'd be the lonely one. teenager in love. Why must I be a teenager in love? Why must I be a teenager in love? Why must I be a teenager in love?
They were about 10 years out of their time, Shana and I were.
Yeah.
They'd done a great set at Woodstock, but you know, and that was so, it seemed so out of time, out of place, didn't it? Music really started for teenagers like that one, teenager. I think music kind of started in the mid 50s, didn't it?
Yeah, that was when the rebel teenager took place, you know.
Yeah,
it was all the hip shaking Elvis and the British contingent that joined them, like Cliff and Tommy Steele and the rest of them.
And it was their music. It wasn't their parents' music. No. It was their music of their yeah. era. Yeah.
Well, that's how it started. Obviously, every generation then got their own brand of music for that generation.
And what's interesting now, I think, is that young people are sometimes not content with the music of their generation, and they're looking back as far as our teenage years, yeah, sometimes, and finding that, wow.
Well, much appreciated, listeners out there.
Well, our team of researchers and our PA and the focus group have come up trumps now, Les. We've just had a teenager in love. We're going to follow up with Martha Reeves, because what all teenage girls want, and I'm being politically incorrect here, all teenage girls want is something on their third finger left hand. And what is that, Les?
The wedding band.
And what colour is that, Les?
Gold.
So after this, we're going to...
No, that, because all that's left is a band of gold.
That's it. So, yes. What a team we are. Shannon.
Back in the day when I was an apprentice, well, we used to have things called resistors, which are an electrical component of resistance. And sometimes if you wired something up wrong or it took too much current, that these were determined, but they are different coloured bands depending on what the value of it was. So for example, a gold one would be, was it 5%? Tolerance, and the silver one was 10%. And obviously when the thing burnt up due to bad wiring or whatever, all that'd be left is a band of gold. And of course this single came out when I was an apprentice, and we all used to laugh about that. So
after these two records, you've prompted me to talk about your tank radio. First of all, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, third finger left hand, followed by Frida Payne's Band of Gold.
Right up to me.
not Chris Bent.
Sie hören Chris B., aber ich hoffe, Sie hören nicht nur, sondern Sie lauschen diesen wohlbekannten Songs.
You don't have to tell me, you're gonna buy.
teenage angst from the Marvels' Don't Let Him Take Your Love From Me on Palmer Records. Over to Les in North Allerton.
Hello.
We're listening to the 62 singles which were released on the 28th of August 1970. We usually play around 30 to 40 of them. We're quite picky. But it always, sometimes doesn't always sound like we've been picky, does it? We played Martha Reeves and the Vandellas on Tamla Motown, Third Finger Left Hand, then Frida Payne, Band of God on Invictus. That was the second single on the Invictus label. The first one must have been the Chairman of the Board with Give Me Just a Little More Time. And Les goes... That was it. We were going to talk about tank radios, Les. One of our correspondents, John Kelly, has asked about your tank radio. Was it a transceiver?
No, it wasn't actually. I know the 19-sex. I had one of them also at a later date from those times, but the one in question was actually the reception set R107, which was a receiver only, which was about, what was it, about 500, I think, 1.2 to 28 megs, I think it was, on the time. So it was a HF, basically, medium wave to HF radio. Fairly big thing, as you can remember, Chris.
Yes, I can remember.
Quite a, what they used to call a doorstop.
Made your shed nice and warm.
Yeah, but there's supposedly a mobile radio, but it took two people to carry it. It came complete. But I also had the antenna that came with it, which was a whip aerial, which you had like an army aerial, which raised up to about 10 meters, I think it was. A multi-section antenna that I had with it in the garden as well. So it was all, and the original tank, I had the tank whip as well that went with it. But yeah, it was stable for listening to all the pirate stations back in the late 60s, early 70s. And certainly in the winter time with all the valves in it, it's certainly a nice shack warmer. Well, yeah, that was the reception set R107, and the 19 set, which our listener referred to, was also a tank radio. Mostly, the one I had was Russian. They were made by the Russians, and you could actually get them. Most of them had Russian syllables on them, you know, Cyrillic lettering. They were a similar frequency range. But they also covered the VHF band. They had a super, what do they call it? Super, not super, what's the other thing? Reverb radio, I can't remember. Anyway, they were like they had a VHF receiver in them for the VHF channels.
Many thanks.
That wasn't wartime, that was a bit later on in the
many, night. Many thanks to the Arthur Negus of radios.
Now, there's a name to come to with.
Now, going for a song, we're looking back.
Good link there, good link.
Yeah, we're looking back to the 28th of August 1970. There were several versions of Dancing in the Moonlight, which I don't think people realise. It was such an old song. I think there's a new version out now, and there was one out at about 2000-ish. This is the one on Island Records, Dancing in the Moonlight. From High Broom, playing on the vinyl deck.
Everybody's dancing. Chris B at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Hey, look yonder, tell me what's that you see? Marching to the fields of Concord. Looks like handsome Johnny with a musket in his hand, marching to the Concord War. Hey, marching to the Concord War. Hey, look yonder, tell me what's that you see? Marching to the fields of Gettysburg. Looks like handsome Johnny with a flintlock in his hand, marching to the Gettysburg War. Hey, marching to the Gettysburg War. And it's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. Hey, do you fall? We'll be free. Hey, look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Dunkirk. Looks like handsome Johnny with a carbine in his hand, marching to the Dunkirk War. Hey, marching to the Dunkirk War. Hey, look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Korea. Looks like handsome Johnny with an M1 in his hand, marching to the Korean War. Hey, marching to the Korean War. And it's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. Tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Vietnam. Looks like handsome Johnny with an M15. Marching to the Vietnam War. Hey, marching to the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. Hey, look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Birmingham. Looks like handsome Johnny with his hand rolled in a fist, marching to the Birmingham War. Hey, marching to the Birmingham War. Hey, what's the use of singing this song? Some of you are not even listening. Tell me what it is we've got to do. Wait for our fields to start listening. Hey, wait for the bullets to start a whistling. Hey, here comes a hydrogen bomb. And here comes a guided missile. Here comes a hydrogen bomb. I can almost hear its whistle. I can almost hear its whistle. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you or me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died. standing there as big as life and smiling with his eyes. Says Joe, what they can never kill went on to organize, went on to
Red Rhodes Newman on pedal steel. That was Joan Baez, Joe Hill on Philips Records, preceded by Handsome Johnny from Richie Havens. I guess they were both Vietnam inspired, Les?
Yes, Joe Hill was about the he was an actor, the labor rights activist in the US.
Yeah.
He was very instrumental in setting up all the union activities in the US of A throughout the mills and mines, etc. And obviously Richie Havens there was talking about all the various wars over the years that the American people have been army have been involved in, from Gettysburg right up to present day, virtually.
History lessons.
Sure, had he written this another 10 years over a little bit later, they would have talked about Afghanistan, Iraq.
History lessons on the radio.
Interestingly enough, both of those artists, and indeed Shannon R, also featured.
Yes.
In Woodstock.
In Woodstock.
Recently.
They did, yeah. And it's a shame I've not got lined up at the moment, although I can quickly do it. Yeah, let's do it. Shaking Stevens and the Sunsets with Spirit of Woodstock. Here we go. Shaking Stevens. I guess this must have been his first single on Parlophone Records. The Spirit of Woodstock. Let us rock.
Well, I heard tell about some folks today who got together from across the USA. Slopes around.
Well, we didn't expect that, did we, Les? Shaking Stevens and the Sunsets. It was one of the singles released on the 28th of August 1970. The Spirit of Woodstock, prompted by our little conversation there. So why not move on to Kaleidoscope, also known as Fairfield Parlour, but for the purposes of this single called I Love, that's L-U-V, and then White, W-I-G-H. It's not so obvious when you see it in print, but of course Les got it straight away. The Isle of Wight, all about the Isle of Wight Festival.
Yes.
But I was a bit dumb. I Love Wight. Their single, Let the World Wash In.
Stepping through the hands, my eyes adjusting to the light, I find no need of words, and I notice that you feel the same. Space between the skies taken up with something else, we feel each other perfectly in company again. Nothing moves, and yet there's movement everywhere. I know it, could we all
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. Toward towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com.
Gay girl.
A single on Decca Records, You Are Such a Gay Girl, Jonathan King.
Yeah, I guess he was.
And prior to that, it was I Love White. And Let the World Wash In. That's a 5-minute single there. We might as well hear the other side.
It just shows you how, the language changes, and what was fairly innocent back then, or would have thought to have been.
Yeah,
it's meaning.
Who knows with Jonathan King? He was often ahead of the curve, wasn't he? Let's just out of interest hear the A side of his single. It was called Cherry Cherry. Sounds very much like the Monkees and Neil Diamond, I think.
Stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on. No, what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. Hey! All right. You ain't got no right, no, you don't. I'd be so excited. Bright lights, no, we won't. We're gonna make our own lightning. Hey, she got the way to move me, cherry. She got the way to groove me.
to the soul of the gone too. Girl, we'll do whatever we want to. I don't love the way that you do, man. Cherry, babe, you really get to me. She got the way to move me, cherry. She got the way to groove me. She got the way to move me, cherry. She got the way to groove me. She got the way to move me, cherry. She got the way to groove me. She got the way to move me, baby. She got the way to groove me. She got the way to move me, cherry. She
and Same Old Feeling on New Beat Records, sometimes spelt N-E-W and sometimes spelt N-U. Could have been two different New Beat record labels. And prior to that, it was Jonathan King with Cherry Cherry, and I alluded to Neil Diamond, and let's confirm it was indeed...
He actually wrote it,
which is
but
what...
But as you rightly said, it sounded very much a sound of feel of the Monkees around about it as well.
Yeah, which song did he write for the Monkees?
I can't remember.
Was it A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You?
Oh, yeah, that's what it sounds like, A Little Bit Me and A Little Bit You.
So, many thanks for listening, all of you out there. We will be having an extended podcast until the pizzas arrive here at Bent Towers. So we're going to leave you today with The Ghost and their track on, let me see now, on Gemini Records. That was a pretty hard to find record label. Gemini GMS014. We're going to play the B-side. It's called For 1 Second. It's atmospheric. It's early progressive rock. And coming up, if you turn over to the website, when you're ready, when you finish listening to the other people on this radio station, you will hear Guess Who and Anne Murray.
Wow.
And many, many more, because there was an awful lot of singles this week.
Two great Canadian artists there.
Yes, you're on the ball. I'm afraid I'm a little bit dopey today, having just come back from a holiday yesterday. I'm in holiday mode still. You were listening to the singles of the 28th of August 1970, issue 344, and there were 62 of them. And we leave you with The Ghost and be seeing you, Les Newman.
I'll be seeing you, Chris Bent. I'll be seeing you, listener.
times you know you're not such a fool. And you live your life in clover. And you know your life's not over. You can have it one second of the day, but if you let go, your life will fly away. You can have it one second of the day, but if you let go, your life will fly away. Be the last in line, for when you take it, it's so fine. Don't be so greedy, save some for the need.
Crispy.